Masechet Baba Kama Perek Dalid Mishnah Bet, we learn that a regular tam animal becomes a mu'ad animal if it gores or attacks another animal three times and it was warned in between each attack. At that point, it becomes a mu'ad. Here we'll talk about where an animal only hurt or injured other animals or people under certain circumstances. Three times it did that, but then it refrained during other circumstances. Mishnah says, Shor shehu mu'ad lemino, ve'en mu'ad l'she'eno mino. If you have an ox that was mu'ad to gore animals of its own species, other oxen, but it was not mu'ad to gore animals of a different species. So when it saw an ox three times in a row, it gored that those oxen. But when it saw other animals, even though it had the chance to gore them, it refrained from doing it. Or another case, mu'ad le'adam ve'en mu'ad le'beheman. Ox is mu'ad to gore people, but it's not mu'ad to gore other animals, so that would be defined as it saw animals, and it held back from goring them. Mu'ad l'ketanim, ve'en mu'ad l'gedolim, or if it's mu'ad to gore young, smaller animals, but it's not mu'ad to gore bigger animals, grown-up animals. What we would say over here is that it gored three calves, and it was warned in between each time. But when it saw older oxen, it held back even though it had the ability to do so. Etchehu mu'ad lo meshalem nezek shalem, ve'etche'ena mu'ad lo meshalem hatzi nezek. If it afterwards, after this current status that it had, if it gored the person or the animal that it was mu'ad to, it would pay nezek shalem, the full damages. But if it gored an animal or a person that it wasn't mu'ad to gore, it would only pay hatsi nezek, half damages. So what we're saying over here is that an animal could be mu'ad for a certain type, for a certain species. That if it attacked that species afterwards, after it was mu'ad, it pays nezek shalem. But if it attacked other species that it didn't usually attack, that it refrained from attacking in previous instances, it would be a tam animal. It would be a tam, and therefore it would only have to pay Hatzi nezek, half of the damage to the owner. Amru lifne Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmidim, students ask the question to Rabbi Yehuda, Hare, Shehaya mu'ad l'shabbatot, ve'en mu'ad l'chol. They asked him, is there a situation where an animal could be mu'ad for certain days of the week, for example, that it can only be mu'ad to gore on Shabbat, but it wouldn't be mu'ad to gore on weekdays? And there's tremendous nafkaminot from here. If it gored three times in a row on Shabbat, but it did not gore during the weekdays, how do we look at that situation? Do we say that the goring of the animal is specifically connected to Shabbat? So therefore, any time the animal going forward would gore on Shabbat, it would have to pay nezek shalem every time on Shabbat. But if it gored on a weekday, it would only have to pay hatsi nezek. Or do we say that all of the days of the week are one unit? We don't look at any distinction between Shabbat and a regular weekday, and therefore, the animal is not a mu'ad animal at all. Why? Because it gored animals on Shabbat, but then during the weekdays, it refrained from goring animals, and therefore it lost its status as a mu'ad, or never really gained its status as a mu'ad, because the fact is it gored on three Shabbatot in a row, maybe, but it held back multiple times during the weekday, so therefore it never became a mu'ad in the first place. So how does this work? Do we look at each day independently, that Shabbat could be its own independent entity, that we look at just Shabbatot, and therefore if it gored on three Shabbatot in a row, it's a mu'ad for Shabbat, and it would be a tam for weekdays? Or do we say, no, all the weeks, all the days are considered to be part of one week, and therefore this animal is a full tam animal because it refrained from goring during the regular week? How do we look at it? Amad lahem, Rabbi Yehuda answered them, L'shabbatot meshalem nezek shalem, L'imot ahol meshalem hatzi nezek. He told them that we look at Shabbat as its own unit. We would say that in this situation, if the goring happened going forward on Shabbat, you would pay nezek shalem, because we say that the ox is mu'ad on Shabbat, but limot ahol, but if the goring happened on a weekday afterwards going forward, he would only have to pay hatsi nezek, because this animal is considered to be a tam on weekdays. It really hasn't had a history of attacking on weekdays, so therefore he'd only have to pay half damages. Ematai hu tam, Eds in the Biyuda. When is this animal considered to be a tam? In other words, how does it go back to its original status of even on Shabbat becoming a tam where they'd only have to pay Hatzi Nezek? If it refrains from goring on three Shabbatot in a row after the animal becomes Mu'ad on Shabbat, which means that it on three Shabbatot in a row it attacked, what it has to do to lose that status is to not attack three Shabbatot in a row, and then it would go back to being a tam. And once it's a tam, if it gored on Shabbat again, it would only be liable for Hatzi Nezek for half damages.